Okay, we're in the middle of dealing with the problem. The Ramban says that Shevet Yehuda must always maintain the right to kingship within Klal Yisrael. And our problem is that there, in the reality of history, kings from other tribes have ruled over our nation. And we're trying to resolve the verses with the reality. That's what we're trying to do. And the problem we were dealing with yesterday was the problem of Shaul, the very first king that we had, who ruled over Klal Yisrael, was from Shevet Binyamin. How did that happen? And the Ramban said the reason that happened was because Klal Yisrael was really undeserving of a proper king at that time. And therefore Hashem provided them with the king who would by nature be temporary. And we challenged that from the Psukim, which describe the deposing of Shaul. And Shaul had committed a very grievous sin. Was considered a very grievous sin. It violated the command of a prophet. And the verse says explicitly that had he not committed that sin, he would have reigned forever. This seems to fly right in the face of what the Ramban claims, which is that the entire kingship of Shaul was destined all the way from the outset to be temporary. But the pasuk says, "Ki ata heichen Hashem es mamlachtecha el Yisrael ad olam." You would have reigned permanently, forever. The Ramban points out, in defense of his position, that the Pasuk does not say that he would have been king forever al Yisrael, over Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say that. It uses an unusual language here. It says, el Yisrael. Well, how do we translate that? You would have been the king el Yisrael forever. How do we translate that? It's very difficult to translate, if you want to translate this literally. Right, you would be the king to Israel forever. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Ramban interprets it to mean that it would have been a kingship which is not a complete kingship. Would have been, he says, gives two options. Either it would have been a kingship over only part of Klal Yisrael. So the Ramban's suggestion was that that would have been over the children of Rachel, the Shevet Binyamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh. And the king from Shevet Yehuda would have ruled over the rest of Klal Yisrael. Option number two, the Ramban says, is that he would have been a second in command. Second in command to a more elevated king who would have been from the tribe of Yehuda. Now both of these interpretations are not the simple reading of the verse. But the Ramban is coerced to read it this way because of his position on these psukim over here. Now, the bigger problem is that even after David HaMelech reigns, and after the scepter has passed to the Shevet Yehuda, there are many, many kings that we had who were not from Shevet Yehuda. Go through Sefer Melachim and you'll see that throughout the first temple period, Klal Yisrael was divided into two camps. There was the Shevet of Yehuda and Binyamin, and on the other side there was the other 10 tribes. And the Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin indeed possessed a king from Shevet Yehuda, but all the other 10 tribes possessed their own king, who was not from Shevet Yehuda. How does the Ramban deal with this reality? This was history. So the Ramban takes the following position, and this is at odds with other Rishonim, with most other Rishonim, I believe. The classic reading of these blessings is that it is a prophecy, a prediction of what will be in the future. The Ramban takes issue with that over here. And this is an underlying assumption in the Ramban. He does not say this black on white, but it's clearly his underlying assumption, that this is not a prophecy. It is not a prediction. It is not a foreseeing of future events at all. What this is an instruction to his children. Yaakov is instructing his children about what to do in the future. So the instruction of this verse is, Klal Yisrael should always maintain a king from the Shevet of Yehuda. The fact is, what happened in history was that Klal Yisrael violated this command. They violated the command. The presence of so many non-Judaic kings is because we violated the command. And it was wrong. It was illegal in Jewish law. That's what the Ramban says. And He says this was illegal, even though there was a king from Yehuda, because 10 out of the 12 tribes had a Shevet of Binyamin. And in the Second Temple period, this was even worse, because in the Second Temple, we only had kings from the other tribes. There was at least a period of time, the Hashmeinim, the heroes of the Hanukkah miracle. The Hashmeinim were not from Shevet Yehuda. And they maintained full rulership over Klal Yisrael. They didn't even share the kingship with a king from Yehuda. They had total independent rulership over Klal Yisrael. And that was even worse than what occurred during the First Temple period. And the Ramban says that despite their righteousness and their piety, the Hashmoneim experienced total annihilation because of this single sin. They were completely wiped out because of this single sin of violating the command of Yaakov Avinu to only appoint kings from Shevet Yehuda. They were totally wiped out to the extent that the Gemara says that anyone who claims he is from a descendant of the family of the Hashmoneim must really be a slave. He must be trying to conceal his real genealogy, because it can't be. The entire family was wiped out, from man, woman, and child. And who are they wiped out by? Hordas. Hordas was a former slave of the Hashmoneim. The Ramban says this was mida keneged mida, measure for measure. They were unfit to rule, and therefore they were knocked out by someone who was unfit to rule himself. Unbelievable. That's how far the sin went, in the opinion of the Ramban. We'll have to stop here. I'll just mention the second explanation for why the Hashmoneim were wiped out was because they were Kohanim. And the Ramban deduces from different verses that Kohanim are also not allowed to rule, because they were supposed to devote all of their efforts and time into the service of the temple and into spiritual matters. And they were not supposed to spend time in the day-to-day leadership of the Jewish people. And it was for that reason, according to the second opinion in the Ramban, that they were annihilated.